We have a couple of Rotarians joining us in the studio to talk about Josh the Otter, Missy Robertson joining us, and Don Curry. Guys, thank you for taking time for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you both back in the studio.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Now, Miss Robinson, for folks that haven't heard about Josh the Otter before, could you tell us who is Josh?
Sure. So, Josh the Otter was formed when there was a little boy that had passed away in a drowning incident in Lincoln, Joshua Collingsworth. And his family started a foundation in memory of him. They wanted to really have an educational piece to just help kids remember to always be safe around the water,
sure.
You know, always be with an adult, you know, encourage learning to float and swim at a young age. And so as part of that, the dad, Blake, had wrote a book called Josh the Baby Otter. And that story is about all of those things, you know, that I just said, being safe around the water. And then Josh the Otter himself, we actually have a Josh the Otter that turns up live whenever we go to every kindergarten classroom in North Platte every year. And so that Josh the Otter is there. He gets to meet all the kids. The kids get to hug him and dance with him and have a good time learning about his story and about being safe around the water.
The most popular otter within hundreds of miles, Mr. Curry.
It is. And one of the things that I think is really neat, so this year when we go back to the schools, the second, third, and fourth graders, when they see the otter walking the halls, will come up with Josh.
They recognize him.
Yes. So,
which means this is working.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, and I think it's a wonderful program that the Rotary and the Collingsworth have been able to put together.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Even if this just saves one life, it's well worth it.
Absolutely.
And it's fun, too.
Yes.
For all ages.
That's right.
So Josh the Otter is going to be coming around to some kindergarten classrooms as soon as this week, right?
Next week. All week long, he'll be hitting all 9 kindergarten school, you know, the different schools. Yes. So he will be very busy, and we'll have Rotarians reading the book with him. And so it'll be a great time.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
So we do go to all the schools in North Platte, mm-hmm. both St. Pat's and the Lutheran School, too, with all the public schools. So we
sure.
do all the schools in North Platte, which is really exciting to
absolutely
be able to share this program with everybody.
Absolutely.
I'd like to point out, too, that we've done this for over 11 years now, including this year, and with this year's numbers, we'll be at 3,733 students, approximately,
wow.
that we have been able to have contact with directly about being, you know, safe around the water.
Yeah. And it's a cool fitting time of the year as well. It's getting warmer. We're starting to get outside for more activities. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It really does.
And I'm always inspired by this family as well, taking the bitterest of lemons and making some lemonade to help other families and kids.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. And we have met Blake. He was out and visited with our club mm-hmm. just a year ago and cool. really got to talk to him in person. And so we're happy to be a partner with them.
And I see we have a flyer in here for the grocery grab as well.
Yes,
yes we do. So one of the fundraisers we have that really helps support our Josh the Otter program is the grocery grab. And so you have just today is the last day to buy tickets at the Gary's stores at his location. So please stop by, buy a ticket. They're $10 each. And then if you're a winner, the event is next Saturday, May 6th.
Oh, my. A fun event, too, most importantly. Right, Mr. Curry?
Oh, yeah. Watch people fill the, you know, they have a strategy. They've
oh, of course.
Been to the store and figured out the store.
They maybe even done some training.
That's right. So it's a really neat thing. And we really appreciate Gary's for supporting us. They've supported us the whole time. And we really appreciate them doing that.
Great community partner.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Guys, if folks want to learn more about anything we've talked about this morning, or maybe they want to become a Rotarian, how can they learn more and do so?
You know, we meet every Wednesday at another round, the Noon Rotary does, so just come on out and join us, see what we're all about.
We'll even buy you lunch.
The first time.
The first time.
You'll have to buy the lunch eventually for the new people, too. So it's all fair, right?
It's all fair. That's right. Yeah.
Well, guys, we sure do appreciate the time. It's good to see you both in the studio this morning.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.